CD3, the highest level of quantum jumping. Module 8, using the quanta for unbreakable concentration. Now we come to the quantum meditation and the quantum jump. By now, hopefully, you have experienced the basic meditation, which is a light relaxation, a relaxation where you are concentrated on the practice of just letting go of worry and stress. You've also gone into a deeper level of concentration and relaxation with the novice meditation that takes you a bit deeper into that stress-free zone. And then you immersed yourself in the master meditation. And that took you still deeper into the meditation state with the bright white light as a helpful resource. Scientifically, we would say that the basic meditation is a light alpha, where your brain waves are resonating to 11 or 12 vibrations per second. The novice meditation is lowering into the alpha band, where your brain waves would be resonating to 9 or 10 frequencies per second. And the master meditation would be just at the borderline of the theta frequencies. With the quantum meditation, your brain wave production is in the theta band, or should be, where all outside interference is non-existent so far as you, the meditator, is concerned, and you are totally concentrated on the subject that you're seeking to experience. There are still lower brainwave frequencies that get into the delta band, but as this is not practical for meditation or any programming, I won't get into the delta area, except to say that this is the area of very deep sleep and is not useful for our present purposes. Quantum meditation is designed to help you to concentrate solely on the crossing over the threshold of getting information from your counterpart, your twin self, in an alternate dimension of universe, if you will. When you reach the quanta, the deepest meditation, your concentration is at the extreme. Here you have what is virtually a controlled daydream, but it's more, much more than that. When you reach this concentrated state, this concentrated state of meditation, the door to the parallel universes and your infinity of selves becomes clearer. And when you make your jump, whether it's a step over the threshold, a floating over the doorway, a stroll through the doorway, or a jumping through, you find clarity and the great resource of your counterpart, your twin self. During the next meditation module, I will help you to program an anchor for the quantum jump, whereby you may use it at any time. You'll be able to use it while in deep meditation or while walking down the street during an afternoon. At this point, I should tell you how I personally use quantum jumping. The first time I used the quantum meditation and the quantum jump, I was experimenting. That was many years ago. I believe the year was 1979. At the time, I had just watched the movie The Jolson Story, and I guess I had his voice in my mind. Now, I had never sung before that, nor did I have any desire to, but somehow I wanted to see just where a directed mind could take me. I'd been reading about parallel universes and dimensions and doppelgangers and the fact that in an infinite universe, there were many other selves, or there were many other selves, I should say, that we all had. Well, my goal was to go into a deep meditation and see if I could get to one of my selves, the one who could sing. At the time, there was no door I could jump through. That came later when I was working out the details of quantum jumping. I did use the Vaga, however. Touching the tongue to the roof of my mouth while deep in alpha, I had a desire to meet my twin self, who was a professional vocalist. I suddenly found myself kind of daydreaming on a stage, watching a man in a tuxedo in front of an orchestra singing. It was like a daydream. After the song, I walked over to the singer in my mind, and I told him who I was and that I wanted to be a vocalist also. "Jump into my body," he said. And I did. I kind of just merged with him. I put his body over mine, or I slipped into his. I don't even recall what I did. I just felt that I was in his body, though. But it was me. I felt his voice and his motions, and I thought how interesting this daydream was. Because that's all I thought it was at the time, a daydream. Well, after that, I bought some music, picked out a few tunes on the piano, and I started to sing. My voice amazed me, but I didn't want any kind of a career, and I just put it down as a successful experiment. Well, just to give you an idea of how my voice sounded at that time, now this is some time ago, I did make a few records. Here's one that I made of an old time song, "You Made Me Love You." Now, remember, I've never been a singer and didn't know how to sing at all, at least I thought I didn't, until I visited that doppelganger. Now, let me play you just a few seconds of one of the first songs that I recorded. That's enough of that. I just wanted to get an idea that I was just as surprised that I could sing as I was when I became a photographer or an artist or anything else that I've done. Because after the singing experiment so many years ago, I used the concept for other things, for setting goals, for new cars, successful seminars. Everything seemed to work. I was explaining the concept to a class in San Diego one day, and somebody said, you probably could always sing. You just never tried. Well, I thought that was logical. Maybe the guy's right. So I decided to test it again. This time I went into a parallel dimension with a touch of the tongue on the roof of my mouth again. And this time my intention was to be a photographer, because I knew nothing about photography. Deep into level alpha once again, and here comes the daydream, and I hopped into a twin photographer cell. This time, I imagined I saw a man stooped over an old-fashioned camera with one of those black velvet things over his head, as they used to have many, many years ago. My twin self? Well, I didn't know. I thought I heard the words, "Take a lot of pictures." Well, that was it. And so I went out and took a lot of pictures with a camera that I got. And when I got through, I had a lot of pictures, nothing unusual. I went back into the deep meditation, and I complained to my doppelganger, who then said, at least I thought he said, I heard two words from him, "Plant yourself." Well, that made no sense at all. Anyway, I went to a marina in San Diego, and I was standing on some rocks to get a good view. A bit slippery, and so I put my feet down heavily. I just slammed them down as though I was planting myself. And maybe that's what he meant, I thought. And so I stood in the one spot and took a lot of pictures. I put them together like a jigsaw puzzle, and just like that, I had a new profession, a photographer. What in the world is going on, I thought. I knew there was something there, something great, but inexplicable at the same time. Years passed, and I started to teach the method all over the world. Personally, I used the quantum jumping through the door all the time. Every night, I jumped into a parallel to go over my day and see what the next day would bring. And if I did anything wrong that day, if I felt I could have done something better, I focused on that because I wasn't going to make that mistake again. If I said anything to anybody that I wish I hadn't said, I wasn't going to do that again. In the morning, I would visit a twin self who'd already finished the day to see how I could be better. I even jumped into a parallel at a restaurant one day when I couldn't decide what to order. Others who have learned the method use it in all kinds of ways. Now, what do I mean by that with the business of the restaurant? Well, I was sitting at a table with some friends, couldn't decide what to order, and I kind of defocused my eyes. I didn't want to close my eyes and go into a meditation. I'm sitting at a table with some friends in a restaurant. But I kind of daydreamed. I was with my doppelganger, and I imagined him picking out a dish. And I let him pick it out, and that's what I had. It was a small thing, but it was a choice. And so I started to use the doppelganger all the time. Whenever there is a choice, many people, many of the graduates of quantum jumping will go to a future self and see how the choice turned out. Well, at any rate, getting back to this photography business and singing, more years passed because this was some time ago. And then in 2005, I was 78 years old. I decided to take a major jump once again to see if I could become an artist, mainly because I was more and more excited about the concept. And I knew I couldn't paint. Maybe I was a photographer. Maybe I could always sing. But I knew I couldn't paint. For me to draw a person's face, it would be like a stick figure, like a five-year-old. That's my skill at painting. So I was pretty skeptical in spite of all my successes and in spite of the successes of other people who had reported them. I wondered, is it truly stepping into an alternate universe, a parallel, or is it just psychological? Or perhaps it was something else. Maybe it was metaphysical, coincidental, an uncovering of long-buried talents, or something else. The one thing I went by was that it did work. Not every time. I don't know of anything that works every time. But it works enough of the time to make me believe that there was something there. And then came the art of painting. I knew I wasn't an artist, as I've said. And when suddenly I was turning out work after work of art, well, that was the final proof to me. Something is going on. It was then that I decided everyone should know about this quantum jumping business. And so here I am offering it to you. Now, I don't know what hidden talents you may have. Quite frankly, neither do you. But here's your chance to find out. The following module will hopefully take you to the deepest meditation of all, quantum meditation. From there, you jump, or walk if you want, or float, doesn't matter, over the doorway into a parallel universe and meet with the twin self of your choice, a self who may well help you with your heart's desire. Good luck, good programming, and good jumping.